You're on Texas Standard Time.
Texas's governor is fuming about the whole of the Lone Star congressional delegation, and he's not holding back either. Get a spine. That's literally his message to Texas's elected representatives on Capitol Hill, just as the U.S. House gets set to vote on a hurricane relief package. In reporting by the Houston Chronicle, Abbott says the Texas delegation is about to let themselves get rolled by their colleagues in a new $36.5 billion disaster plan that includes, in addition to funding for cash-strapped Puerto Rico, monies to support the financially troubled Federal Flood Insurance Program. The Chronicle's Mike Ward joins us in the studio. $36.5 billion with a B here, Mike. That's not a small chunk of change. What's got the governor so steamed?
We're talking about big money here. And the governor's upset because Texas had been promised, and the expectation in Texas was that they were going to get $18.7 billion allocated just for Texas that would be available immediately and could be spent on projects that have already been approved as a part of the disaster recovery all along the coast.
That's not happening. This $36.5 million is allocated. There's not a specific allocation to Texas in any of this money.
That's right. Theoretically, some of the money could come to Texas, but who knows when? And it also could go to a lot of the other states that are doing hurricane recovery at this point, including Puerto Rico. Also go to California for their wildfires.
He's blaming the whole Texas congressional delegation, though. I mean, how are Texans on Capitol Hill responding to this?
Well, not well. He suggested that they should vote against this and not let themselves be rolled, which is a legislative term for being had. And they're upset about that. The bill is going to pass today. There's some discussions going on as we speak about amending the bill to earmark some money for Texas. Whether that will happen, we don't know.
In fact, you know, we should point out, Mike, you were talking with the governor. You did the interview with the governor on this.
Yes.
Do I understand from your reporting that Abbott might try to drag President Trump into this somehow or another?
The governor said he was going to call the White House yesterday and talk to either the president or some of his people about getting some earmark in that bill. Whether that can happen, I don't know. The Republican leadership in the House is not happy with the governor going ballistic on this, but the governor has been very intent and he wants to push ahead and get this recovery going. He says Texas needs this money now, and we don't want to wait.
I'm trying to understand how much of this might be, and there has to be. Yeah, and this is understandable. There has to be a certain degree of political theater that's involved here because we are talking about relief money for actual Texans. At the same time, a lot of this money that would be earmarked that the U.S. House is voting on today, a lot of this money is earmarked for the flood insurance program, which has been operating without anything. If they get that money, certainly more people in Houston and other parts of Harvey hit Texas are going to be getting checks, no?
A lot of the flood insurance program money could go to pay off a substantial deficit in that program, and that's one concern. The second concern is that this will slow down the process by weeks or months of Texans actually receiving money, getting the money directly so that they can rebuild and recover from the storm. And I think that's what is upsetting Governor Abbott the most.
Well, you know, and we've touched on this before. A lot of Democrats would say, we have a rainy day fund. It's literally called a rainy day fund. So if Governor Abbott were really that upset.
Exactly. And that's where the political theater comes in. The differences between Washington and Austin have been there for a long time. And this is another example of how Texans don't feel they're getting their way, and so they're arguing with D.C.
This does seem a little out of character for Governor Abbott, who's not known for calling out his fellow Republicans. He's known as being someone who likes to work behind the scenes, no?
That is true, and he was extremely upset yesterday by this development. They expected this money, and it had been assured by a number of people this money would be allocated for Texas and available quickly, and when that changed, when he got word of that, he was a very unhappy camper, as they say.
It is fascinating reading, and we're going to link to the latest by the Mike Ward and team over at Houston Chronicle at our own website, texasstandard.org. Mike, good to see you again, and thanks so much for coming in.
No problem. Good to see you.